Hi, I'm Justin.
Also, I hate the way my voice sounds, so if you can, like, do whatever Photoshop does to voices, make me sound awesome.
And this is my lovely friend.
The beauty in the eyes of the beholder. And it's just about getting into the seat of being the beholder.
Haley.
I don't think you have to be particularly perceptive. I just think you have to look up.
This podcast is mostly just her telling me stories.
If you expose yourself to the possibility that this might be really awkward, there can be something just really cool on the other side of it.
She thinks that her life and way of looking at things are...
Oh, I thought I was kind of waiting on you. I thought you were getting your stuff ready. You're waiting on me?
Pretty normal.
You got to edit out all the misinformation about the Amish.
Maybe you can relate.
I would like a chance to re-sing the Amish paradise.
If you want lighthearted stories...
All right, you want to talk about goats?
And stream of consciousness.
I just woke up and needed some friends, and so I bought them.
Then you're going to like the Sunny Side Up podcast.
Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up.
So, if you're at all like me, you may feel that you're living in a world that can be a bit overwhelming and confusing at times. I'm also a huge fan of podcasts, documentaries, docudramas, stories, and of just information in general. Between all of that and the social media and news, sometimes our brains can feel like they're on overload. Haley and I hope that this podcast can be something of an antidote to all of that. Like little jello shots of joy and distraction. None of it is too serious or really too informative. Mostly it's just two friends who have conversational chemistry talking about whatever enters the minds of relatively ADHD people. We hope you enjoy.
All right, so you were starting to say something about the town, and I totally interrupted
you. Yeah, so we wanted to go back to it, right? The Enchanted Town. So the next year we said we are definitely going to spend the night in this place because we missed it last year, so we're going to go back to it. And we did. Visiting brothers were still in Colorado, and we took a back road to get up to this little town, and there are fewer and fewer houses the farther we went. Did get a phone call that said, hey, you have a reservation at our hotel tonight. Just want to let you know that our kitchen had to close early. I think there might have been a kitchen fire or something.
So
like, we're just going to tape your hotel key to the door. Help yourself, and we will see you in the morning. So we're like, okay, all right. Well,
tape your hotel key to the door. That's like,
it's like the hotel rooms were upstairs and the restaurant was downstairs. It's small, like an inn more than a...
Yeah, but if you're a serial killer, like, what a great, like,
absolutely.
I'm going to let myself in and leave... The taped, key.
Yeah, I was, I need to tell you about what happens whenever you go into a hotel. You think if you're the only one with a key or if the front desk gives you the key that it's safe to enter, but no. Well, like 2 years ago driving through Birmingham, it's 2 a.m. and they get us all checked in. Hampton Inn, looking at you, Hampton Inn, I will call you out by name.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, they give us the key, we go in. And we check in with the hotel key, and I am holding the key, and I open the door, and a whole family full of feet sticking out the end of the beds. Like, they were all asleep because it's 2 a.m.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
their luggage is there. And I, like, as soon as I see their feet, I pull the door shut and, like, nope, and go back down to the front desk and say, I think you put us in somebody else's room. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And also, that was the last room. So we have to send you to a different hotel. It's called walking. We got to walk you to a different hotel, but it's okay. There's a room over here if you want to go to, I think it was Embassy Suites. And I was like, that's more expensive than your Hampton Inn prices. And they're like, that's okay. You won't have to pay. We will cover it because of what we just put you through, because that was so embarrassing. And okay, well, send us to the Embassy Suites. And we go, and she gives us a hotel room, and we walk upstairs, and I kid you not, there was somebody in that room, too. But
Haley,
this guy answered the door. He heard me trying the key,
kind
of rattle, and he opened the door, and he... Do you know what Samuel L. Jackson looked like whenever he's angry in some of his movies?
Yes, like terrifying.
This guy looked a lot like that. Like,
what if you interrupted Samuel L. Jackson?
This guy just knew that somebody was fixing to come in his hotel room. He probably had a family behind him, and he probably was packing heat. That was absolutely a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I just looked like a really stunned middle-aged woman standing there with two kids behind me, and he could tell it was
harmless.
An accident.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll take it to the front desk. I'm so sorry. So he knew it was a clear mistake.
Mm-hmm.
The first time, creepy. You hate to think that somebody might walk in on your family when you're in a hotel.
Yes.
The second time, absolutely in a different unsafe hotel. In the same night. Two hotel chains.
How is that possible?
Just outstanding good luck, I suppose. Yeah. And it took it like they did not, in fact, cover the cost of that Embassy Suites hotel room.
What?
We ended up, she finally gave us a different room, but it was expensive. The air conditioner didn't work. It was terrible. But anyway, back to the Colorado story. They tell us, sorry, we had to close kitchen fire or whatever. We'll just see you in the morning. You can check in the morning. We'll just leave the key on the door, mm-hmm. like on our system. So we're no problem. And we keep driving through what turned out to be one of the prettiest drives. And we get to town and it's dark, probably 8:30 at night. Mm-hmm. Small town. And there's it looks like a small downtown, like the storefronts kind of lining the street and this hotel fronts on the main drag. And we had three teenagers with us, a nephew, a niece, and one of my daughters. And we go upstairs and we get settled in and we're kind of hungry and we're looking around and all the stores are closed. Everything is closed. And this is not a place where there's a downtown and then a surrounding Walmart and gas station. Like, this was it. These couple of buildings were it. There's a quick stop at the end, but they didn't have any actual food. And so we say, what? And, oh, there were some gunshots then. And the kids were like, we're not coming out of this hotel room. And then there were no subsequent gunshots or police sirens. And we're like, did the police give up on this town, or was that just friendly gunfire? We never did find out. But there was one thing that was open, and it was a bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, sometimes bars have restaurants.
Yeah,
so
totally.
We just call and say, like, hey, do you have a grill or anything? She's like, well, it's not open. And I was like, oh, okay, well, sorry. We were just staying at a hotel and just kind of looking for something to eat. And we got to town kind of late, and the restaurant had a fire. She's like, well, I can still cook you something. What would y'all like? And we're like, well, what do you have? Do you like burgers, pizza, what? She's like, yeah, I have both of those. And I was like, okay, well, we'll take. And then I do a head count. I was like, we'll take a pizza and two hamburgers or whatever it was. And Tim went to get the food, and he comes back a few minutes later, and he has like a Schwan's frozen pizza and a couple of hamburgers. Where the lady who runs the bar,
oh my god,
just went into her personal food and just like cooked some things for us.
Aww.
She just knew we were in town and needed something to eat. So when we were asking this question, we thought she was saying, I can open the grill up.
Oh.
Yeah, like no problem. We'll get it. But no, this was just like people in a small town taking care of people in a small town. And I was like, this is probably where we're going to retire to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like wildfires.
And this is why,
damned.
Like, I give some hell to like small town living for sure. Cause there's also, you know, especially like South Georgia and North Florida has, you know, we've talked about Fort White. We don't
peanuts.
Need, yeah. Well, it's just some kind of backwards
peanut
way of thinking.
Capital of the world.
Oh, is it really?
South Georgia.
Oh, South Georgia. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. President Carter. But yeah,
I love him.
Do you? Yeah,
he's
he is such
favorite.
I can't believe he's still alive.
Well, he's on hospice.
I know.
But
he's been hanging out in hospice like a long time.
I think it's because
that man's tenacious.
I think it's just because the straight good-heartedness is keeping him alive. Like he's living on just sheer goodness. What
sheer
a
goodness.
Great humanitarian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. We're going to at some point we're going to ramble on about politicians that have gotten really bad raps. At least from our perspective, and now are being redeemed. But anyways, to finish my thought, like small towns, yes, there was some backwardness. Yes, you're limited opportunity. Yes, you know, all of those things are true. But man, oh man, I will say in terms of like pure, like just human person-to-person goodness and kindness, it is hard to beat some of those small town.
Community.
I know.
But, well, I mean, the limitations, yes, because we woke up the next morning kind of giggling about how the night before went. And Tim did buy a T-shirt from their bar, by the way.
Aww,
he was
absolutely.
Let no good deed.
No, please. Yeah.
Go unnoticed. So the next morning we wake up and we were going to get something to eat before we left because we were fishing our way back to civilization. And this was going to be several hours. We knew we wouldn't be near somewhere else to eat until well after lunchtime.
Yeah.
everything in town was still closed. This is like a Wednesday morning, maybe a Thursday.
Wow.
Everything's still closed. And we're like, what is this? And we're going door to door. Go ahead.
No, I just think this is one of those things where you realize, A, how much like the American commercial world has changed us. Because I expect 24/7. Like Walmart's to be open 24 hours a day.
At least 40 hours a week. No, I know.
But then you get to like smaller towns or you go to other countries and it's like, yeah, we're not open on the weekends and we shut at 5 or 6. And you're just like, part of you is, of course, initially angry because you're like, I am a dirty American that expects like when I want something, you better be there to serve me. And part of me is like, how magical is it that you can just be like, hey, this is the boundary in my life. Like, I want to go home and be with my family at 6 o'clock. I don't care that you want a pickle and a piece of meat between two.
This was 11 a.m. Like we stumbled slowly out of bed that morning and everything was still closed.
Wow.
Two or three restaurants and multiple places of business. The fly fishing shop was open and that was about it. And then they said, oh, there's a rodeo, a youth rodeo in the next town over. So everybody just decided to close their business and go watch the rodeo. And I was like, this is the town that the pandemic did not impact.
Yeah,
like,
no, they didn't care.
I love this.
Yes.
Good for you guys.
Yes, yes.
So if America gets invaded by whomever, that might be a town that we could go to and be unaffected.
There you go. Yeah. If the zombies come, that's where you go.
Walden, Colorado, I love you.
Ooh, I love it. Walden, Colorado. Never even heard of it.
Isn't it idyllic?
It sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Hello, lovely friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And it would mean the world if you would tell other people about this podcast and maybe even spam your social media accounts with just how much you're enjoying it. If you are, of course. Also, commenting and rating us on whatever platform you're downloading or streaming from is incredibly helpful to a little startup podcast like this one. On the other hand, if you are dissatisfied with your listening experience, please leave all of that hate on someone else's podcast. Just maybe to confuse them a little bit, right? But most of all, we hope you keep looking up and looking for the sunny side of life.